In the small village of Dundreville, three brothers are spurred into action when an ogre decides to raid the village, burn down the blacksmith shop, and claim two of the citizens. The Link brothers, rather than see their fair village taken advantage of, decided to head out to do some justice. However, upon returning triumphant, they find their village has been attacked and the majority of the folk has been kidnapped and possibly bound for slavery. The first step into the long, hard road that is adventuring is a dangerous one. But will the brothers become legends, or wind up dead, unarmored, in a ditch? Pathfinder. Brothers. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright, so for this Brothers game that I don't know how long will last, we have 12 hours of gameplay recording. If this game lasts longer than 12 hours, we will not be able to continue recording.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that you're not going to last, like, 4 hours.
Yeah, shut up. All right. Yes, I am plague-ridden, so my voices will be far less...
Interesting.
Fluctuating.
I would hate to run into this.
Yeah, it's a giant tick. Yes, that is the bestiary too, which is a ton of fun.
Dude, I like how the giant tick is attacking a dog that's half its size.
Yeah. Alright. So, by the way, if you guys are expecting me to do a feminine voice today, all of the women are going to sound like gruff, gravelly men.
Alright, it'll sound like all of my voices, including the women.
Yeah. Anywho. I'll try and not cough into the recorder. Alright, so where we had last left our intrepid brothers, you guys had just successfully gotten broken out of the Inquisitor's wonderful parade after he had declared you heretics from the kind and sagely advice of the of Samantha, Bandit King Alexander's girlfriend.
Knew I should have killed her.
And you guys got declared heretics and were being instead of being carried north to be tried, instead for some reason you guys were started to head east. You guys managed to go for a good long time and wound up inside the kingdom of Kalorn, many, many hundreds of miles away from your home. Yes, a mosquito that has a drill bit, a nose, a shanker, longer than your body. So, you guys had gotten rescued, and you guys had encountered the free men of Kalorn. It was Inquisitor Toth. Toth. You guys had encountered Crumbles, the future warlord of all of the planet. You had also encountered Douglas the Red, you know. Or, don't you? Don't you know? Mars, the emaciated cook, and Jeremiah, the priest.
Jeremiah was a priest.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
They asked that you guys would be able to go into the nearby town of Overdale.
People like dangerous things.
Yeah, so now that we're done talking about Ryan's cutting, where the hell was I?
We had just made it into the city.
You guys had, basically they were asking your assistance in clearing out three of the, basically, spies that the Inquisitor has left in Overdale so that they can move in and resupply. While the people of Kalorn are notorious for not getting along with the church, they can't just, like, outright kick out the church. That would have ramifications beyond their intended scope.
So if somebody else does it for them, it's like, it's oh, look at that! Somebody did that! That's really good.
They can't be blamed.
Right.
Why didn't you defend the church? I did everything in my power.
These foes were simply too powerful and sneaky.
And they were beyond us.
And one of them was a half-elf. I mean, how are you gonna defeat that?
So. And a rock comes down. Riding a gargantuan black dragon. Who's being ridden by a large zombie black dragon. Who's being ridden by Lord Soth.
Ridden by a group of maggots?
Who has a group of maggots inside it?
Lord Soth, you let yourself go.
This CR is beyond you because it is CR awesome.
No, there's no sharks with laser beams on there.
Dude, it's Lord Soth on a gargantuan black dragon.
I don't know.
You can't handle that awesome. Dragonlance. At least I think I've heard Nazi the same, right? It's been years since I've read it. Anywho.
Well, last time I remember, I was wooing the people in the inn.
Yes.
Paying my way into a free room.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that is to say, playing my way into a free room.
Yes.
So the next...
You guys are staying at the Tavern of Curdled Milk?
They were, yes.
Yeah.
Alright, so, that's where we start this thing back up.
What are we doing here? Oh yeah, we're looking for...
We're supposed to kick out the church. They have three spies, we're supposed to track them down and kill them.
No, not the church, the Inquisitor's henchmen.
Okay, fine. I was going to say, that's not really the church. I mean, they may be a part of the church.
I mean, even a friar has gone against this Inquisitor.
Yeah, he seems like he's pretty much not the church anymore.
All right.
We're all going to be labeled heretics again.
No, you're already labeled heretics. Now this will actually just be justified. Oh, ow.
Well, so how do we...
We gotta track down the spies.
How do we go about it? That's what I said.
Ask rumors.
Oh, yeah, we did that already. Mm-hmm. Did we find anything?
Did we get any specific rumors?
Not that was terribly helpful to you.
Okay, not to the spies. Okay.
Are you sure no one actually walked up and said, yeah, I'm a spy, we want to know.
You guys walk into the bar and you see one of the waiters in a James Bond outfit schmoozing over a woman with a martini.
Chicken, that's great.
Now, do you want to drive our caravan?
Cut scene. All three of you wind up in bed with him, and you're so confused.
Wow.
And then suddenly we have a scene where we're all skiing down a mountain, shooting him with our machine guns. He turns around, unscrews his ski pole, assembles it into a rifle, and then shoots each of us once, and we fall to our deaths.
Yep. I still think it'd be fun to run a spy game. But of course, I think a spy game like that is best on one-shots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I could do that as a campaign.
It was fun having the one-shot that we did, though.
Oh, that was way long ago. That was like Ivan's birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that was two years ago, Ivan's birthday.
The finale. And you know what? Because there haven't been enough explosions in this, the boat explodes.
Hey, I used my cigarette grenade. That was awesome. It worked really well, too.
Yeah.
And back to the game we're actually playing.
I'm waiting on you guys. Because as I said, I'm sick and trying to minimize my talking.
It's been going very well for you.
Yeah, well, I'm a loud mouth.
Okay, so
between
let's
you two,
ask for some more rumors. So you can find out. Well, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
As I recall, it's what we were doing. We were just asking about rumors, but we didn't really find anything substantial. So maybe we need to come at this in
Well, that's not true. You heard about, you know, secret treasures and things out in the woods.
Like, there's a rumor there's a bandit cat outside the city that raids and...
Yeah, that's right.
There was a rumor that there were three men who broke out from the Inquisitor Toth's caravan who recently came to town. As I recall.
Wow. Word spreads fast.
Well, you guys did stay open for a little while, resting and eating. Actually getting, you know, real food inside you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the crumbs of the poor individual that got burned for disobeying orders.
Yeah. Dude, he was a good guy. I appreciated him.
Yeah, well, he got burned for it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yep. Torched alive.
Alright, well, if nobody else does, I roll a couple of times to see if I can get some more rumors.
Hey, I'm not with you guys, so it's you two, not me.
I'm on like in between shifts or something. After the main lunch rush or something, I don't know.
Well, I'd like to come at this a different way, but I'm not sure how.
Well, we could, like, sort of just wander around and do suspicious things until the spy finds us.
Well, I'd rather catch him off guard rather.
There are three of them, not just one.
Well, yeah, but I assume we're tracking them down one at a time because I don't know. Well, I don't know if they're all together or anything. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything. We just know there are three. That's it.
And that's about what they knew, because the spies were competent.
Yeah. I go seduce someone and get them to spill the beans.
Because the person that you seduce is bound to have information on the spies.
Yeah. That's how it always works in spy movies.
I didn't want to say this, but I used to be his lover.
We meet in some uncanny way, like, you know, we're both at the same racehorse meet.
And then spontaneously wind up inside her pants. And today, for today's session of the Brothers, we'll be using Spycraft. Hold on, let's re-roll up your character.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Well, out of the game, where are these spies suspected to be? Is anywhere in town?
We're not sure. They're just in or near.
Okay, and then where would you think they would want to be?
Well, they probably have a base of operations somewhere nearby that's secret, but they operate in the open because they're spies. It's just that people don't know who they are.
No, would they rather be in the church? Is there a baron house?
Maybe we can ask specifically about whether or not there are things like that. Like, what kind of religious landmarks are nearby?
Yeah, like houses of power, businesses of power.
Sure.
Where would a spy be most useful to this guy?
Well, we don't really know what he's watching.
Exactly. So you just have to assume that he's watching the kingdom, so he's watching the rulership.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Spies are supposed to be operating in secret. So, if they've had any involvement with the public, it will probably have been under wraps and specific to just the people they needed to talk to at the time. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knows anything, it's going to be the heretics. If there's any left.
So, let's find a secret organization of heretics that's managed to avoid detection by these spies.
Not necessarily. Maybe we just find some heretics or people who know heretics who have had something bad happen to them and then track that backwards.
Well, it's a start anyway.
So let's ask about that.
All right, sure thing.
That.
All right, where's my bennies?
And you encounter the Inquisitor. Hi, I figure you're asking questions about my spot.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Where are they located, please?
Me too.
Are you spending a Benny?
No.
I rolled a natural one, so I am definitely spending a
Benny. Yeah, I rolled a natural one as well.
That's at least not a natural one.
I find out nothing. I'm too interested in the barkeep.
Smade.
Don't die. No dying. Stop dying. To get. Oh yeah, you have cough drops.
Give him time.
Would you like a chili cheese Frito?
Oh man, I love those.
There's another bag of them over there.
It's true.
Try not to be all fatty.
Alright.
So what'd you roll?
I got 13.
Yeah. Neither of you find anything particular.
Next hour. Are you kidding me? A 2?
15.
Wait. With my mighty, mighty diplomacy of 7, I get a 9.
Alright.
That's my diplomacy also.
What you find with a 15 is there haven't necessarily been any cults, so to speak, that have been captured recently, but people in town have been going missing.
Alright.
Well, correction. There haven't been any cult busts. Should I say that? Should I say it that way? There might be a cult,
that's
but there have been no cult busts.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
But people have gone MIA.
Next hour, let's see if we can roll above 10.
Oh. 18.
Alright, hold on. You are well done shopping with Dale at this point.
I assist.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you two doing?
Well, we got all our supplies. Well, I suppose we start heading back to the tavern so we can drop a couple of things from.
Mm-hmm. You'll see these two are out schmoozing the crowd.
Okay, well, I'm gonna, then I would suggest to, like, the others of the group that we could try and find a means to gather money. Mm-hmm. Offer up our services.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Abilities. So, I'm gonna go back around to the blacksmiths.
See if they need an assistant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can, give me diplomacy. This is the hiring process.
12.
Well, son, you look big and strong and all, but it's just with the economy the way it is. Can't take on any extra help.
Dude, just go out, cut down a couple of bushes, and bring back some rupees. The economy ain't dead. People gotta know where to live.
People just ain't throwing out the rupees anymore.
Yeah, hide them in the bushes like they used to.
Then
let me go ahead and roll for Dayla and all those folk.
Well, another second job I had in mind was horse training.
Well,
horse carrying.
Hold on, Jessica. Applying for jobs is not necessarily just a cut and dry thing. It's going to take a bit of time. It's not going to function the same hour. Can Dayla find a job as a cook? No, they don't even want her cooking. Newt can't even find a job as a locksmith. Andrea can become a scribe's assistant. And Misha apparently has already found a druid grove. And Crumbles has not mugged anyone. So, you, Dayla, and Newt are all just kind of sitting there, you know, at the tavern area, having just gotten a whole day of rejection.
I stick my head out and I'm like, you want to come in for my next song?
You're busy.
Yeah, about that. Come on inside, it's great.
Doing something.
I've got a job, okay?
Okay, let's go and listen to his bemoaning song.
I sing the lament of the unemployed.
Roll it.
Wait.
Let's see if someone hits you.
12.
Yeah, most people just seem mildly irritated by it. as it looks like a bunch of these people are also unemployed.
Okay.
Alright.
So that's what you were doing. You finished up your day of interviews and shopping and whatnot, did the... I'm a damn good blacksmith.
Damn good. I need to work on my muscles. They haven't been working in a long time.
You have been starved.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're kind of like, are you sure you can wield a hammer?
Yeah, I just need to start working again.
No problem. I just find the irony excellent. I'm a layabout, and I found a job before she did.
Isn't that the way it works, though?
I know.
Layabouts and celebrities, you know, have no problem finding jobs, but hardworking, productive people.
That's short end of the stick.
It's true.
Yep. All right. Well, while she's still sitting there being unemployed...
You guys will basically have one more before you're done for the day.
Okay.
Oh, I thought... Okay.
No, it's later.
No, that's not what I...
Holy crap, I can't add. 16.
Alright. You get about the same thing. No cold busts have happened in a good long time.
Apparently these spies are doing their job so well that the cults just don't come here anymore.
Ryan, with your 25, it's not so much that you actually found any sort of cult lead or anything like that. But you'll notice that one of the waitresses seems to be paying particular attention to you two.
Oh? What,
She's a fairly plain-looking blondie.
13 on sense motive.
I've probably hit on her by this point.
13 on sense motive. Ryan, you think she's probably just, you know, macking on you guys.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't, you know?
Let's see if I pick up on the same thing.
You didn't see her.
Well, that's a good explanation for my 4, then.
I probably would point her out. Just to me and Jay, or...
Just to you two.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm not. She's fairly plain looking, but she's got nice blonde hair, and she seems to be relatively friendly.
And really big, round eyes.
Doe eyes.
Mm. Mm.
She's got all the right curves in her plates and bowls. She has never ending mugs.
Thank you.
We're going home now. That's one of the reasons why you guys can't go gap information. After dinner time, people tend to start heading back home.
What time is it now?
It's late in the evening.
Let's see. I will look around for a regular, someone who looks like they're here a lot.
So, from your whole, you know, 8 hours of exposure, you try and gauge the public for regulars. Go ahead and give me a notice check.
Plus 16
to 17. You know this one guy. He's been here all day.
Okay.
You'd guess this man is probably in his 50s. Kind of scraggly hair. Not many teeth. Seems to have hung around the bar all day. Always seems to have at least one drink. He seems to be pretty social, but it doesn't look like most people want to be social with him. He seems like a regular.
Okay. I'll kind of go up and just... Hey.
Hey! Girly.
Skirly?
What do you want from old Benjamin?
What do you know about that waitress? I'll buy you a drink.
You're such a good girl. Nice full cheeks. And real firm arms. It'll make a man proud one day. You wanna know about Sabrina?
Yeah. She was eyeing my man earlier.
Oh, well. That sounds like Sabrina. She's a real sugar cake. You know what I mean?
I suppose I do.
He came around here about a year ago. And she's been breaking livers ever since.
Liver? I think you mean heart.
What?
Never mind. Does she do anything suspicious ever? You know, like, leave?
Oh, I'd say she finds a guy, she goes upstairs for some private conversations. But she talks real loud. I think she's a vampire.
Oh, really?
Never goes outside during the day. She's always got marks on her neck. Sounds like a vampire to me.
Wow.
So, I'd watch your man. Otherwise, he might be turned into a ghoul.
Fuck. Passes out on that. Oh, yeah. But as he's passed out, he reaches out, grabs the drink you bought, and pulls it close.
Dude, I didn't know they had Star Fox in here.
Yes, as I said, Bestiary 2. They now have Outsiders for the Furries.
Oh, Voltron, I got a name.
All of the neutral good people from Nirvana, they're all furries.
Oh, they're all furries?
They're all some sort of animal.
Interesting. I like the one creature that's after the giant, what's it called? Jellyfish.
Mosquito?
No, the one that's after the jellyfish. Jinx or...
So that's what you found from old Benjamin.
Okay.
The stork.
Whoa. The Jyoti?
Yeah. I think they're really cool.
Well, whenever Jay is done finished playing.
Basically after about dinner time and after he's eaten as well.
Because I get free dinner.
That's right.
Hey. You see that waitress over there? Her name's Sabrina. She's been watching us.
Does she like me?
I think it's because we've been asking questions. She may still try to bed you, though. But I heard she was a vampire. So you...
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, the drunk guy said she was a vampire.
Yeah, at this point, there's a total of 7 people. You two, your group of 3, Benjamin, one other guy, then there's Sabrina, another waitress who's got black hair, you don't know her name, and the barkeep. So just keep your tones out of that.
So, yeah, I'm...
But go, you don't have to do it out of game, just so our... That'd be really frustrating. I know the players are whispering. What are they saying?
So yeah, obviously I'm keeping this down.
I don't know, was your what quiet?
Probably not.
That's okay. So, be careful. She might be a spy.
I never would have suspected that 3 and 3 made 6. I thought for sure it made 5.
Okay, so what the heck is going on with this girl?
Now that you look over, she is kind of... When you look over, she
bats you these long ashes in the mouth, and then kind of shyly turns away and starts talking with the barkeep.
Dude, she likes me.
Maybe.
Okay, what did this drunk guy say? First of all, why are you talking to drunk guys for information?
Because he's regular and he knows her.
You notice that even though he hasn't lifted his head, the mug is empty.
How did he? Okay.
So beer, even if options. She's a vampire, she...
I'm not sure I believe that she's a vampire.
As Newt's like, this is a good luck, right?
Does she ever come back? Like, I mean, do the people that she beds ever seen again?
I didn't know. He passed out after he...
Dude, gosh, your information is useless! There's a girl over there who has been watching this all night, and she doesn't necessarily like me, but she's batting her eyes at me, and dude, she's batting her eyes at me. I totally want to go over there and say that.
Considering in Feralds, he doesn't even... He gets looks of disgust, not longing.
Okay, well, do you know how many people I have had to snuggle up to since we left?
Oh, no.
Okay, there's the druid who hates my guts, despite the fact that I share half her ancestry. There's your girlfriend.
I'm not sure
there's
he hates her.
Our brother's girlfriend. There's Newt, and let me tell you, he is not a good bedfellow.
Hey,
he snores.
Hey, now.
Crumbles, I'm sorry to say, is disgusting. Now, there is a woman batting her eyelashes at me, and you're telling me she's a vampire.
Well, that's what the drunk guy said. I'm not sure that I believe him entirely.
Are they being quiet at this point?
I'm not quite sure. It's one of those just below normal
times. Yes, it's an animated whisper. It's, are you freaking kidding me? Do you know what I've been through? This is ridiculous.
At this point, you'll see Sabrina begin kind of sauntering over, and she's got a whole tray of five drinks, and she's heading towards your guys' table.
Okay, before she gets there, dude, here she comes. If I go with her, have you got my back? Just in case she goes psycho vampire on me?
Sure, that's a little creepy, but sure.
Okay.
She says, wonderful performance. I loved it so much.
I love
ocarinas. My brother used to have one. But now he's off at, you know, the war, so. And it just kind of warmed my heart, and, you know, I kind of got drinks for everyone.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Afton, good to meet you.
Sabrina.
Aww.
No, sorry, it's the...
Yeah. You're right.
Sorry, I'm used to the manly.
I was going
to
say, you got a firm handshake there. That's what I like, a firm grip. I'm not even paying attention to the drink she gave me.
So
you liked my songs, huh?
I'm a big fan.
Which one did you like the best?
I have to say, I kind of like that more upbeat one you did more towards lunch. That one's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me kind of want to, you know, dance.
Yeah, the meeting.
Do you like to dance?
The meeting ritual of Octorox is always a really fun one for me to play. I like it a lot.
Oh, you know.
Detect poison.
Since alcohol is a poison, yes, all of them radiate mild amounts of poison.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it is.
Let's see.
You radiate no more than the usual amount of poison.
Okay.
The nagging suspicion in the back of my brain put there by him and the drunk guy causes me to cast Detect Magic just in case.
Mm-hmm. Give me a notice check.
Okay.
Because if she does have something magical, it's not necessarily like her ring glows.
Yes. Freaking A. You know what? That I will bet.
Oh, nice.
Come on, Aladdin. Okay, that's better.
I'm just doing the due diligence.
How about 18?
I do need to make a check to determine what kind of poison, but I made the check.
So it's alcohol.
It's alcohol.
Not terribly potent alcohol. It's the stuff that you drink because it's cleaner than the water kind of alcohol. All right, you do notice...
It's the grape juice that's been sitting around for longer than it should have been.
You do notice two things. She kind of has a ring that radiates very, very trace amounts of
magic.
And you'll also notice, this is what a bit more distracting, she has a pendant that, of course, sits right here. That also radiates fate, that radiates transmutation magic.
Transmutation magic.
Ooh, that's my specialty. Yeah, that's my school.
So, that's why OC, you know, the ring isn't too hard, but see.
Right.
Raise your chin.
What?
Raise your chin.
Turns red and says, I need to, the barkeep needs me.
Hey.
What?
You're drooling.
Hey. You got something right here.
Yeah. Hey. So, hey, she's got a magical ring and a magical pendant.
Oh,
it was sitting right here. It was totally awesome. It was.
And Dale's like,
Yes.
As Luke goes,
I'm a lonely, persecuted half elf.
Yes, I'm sure it was the pendant you were looking at.
Okay. Well, if she is a spy, she's probably trying to get in your pants to, you know, get you to like spill the beans.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, she's been eyeing both of us this whole day.
Okay.
We've been asking questions about stuff.
Okay.
The spies.
What spies?
The spies we're here to find.
When was this?
When we were sitting here?
As Newt goes, what spies?
I think you guys failed to inform half or the majority of your group of something.
Dayla.
Weren't you there at the camp?
I was at the camp, but I wasn't with them. I was eating.
Anyways. Apton clearly does not understand why you're out of the loop.
Because you guys never told me. I wasn't there when you talked to the guy
the
about spies.
Well, we saw everyone out here.
I mean, I figured there was a debriefing as we were going to the city.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made any sense for you to come along if you didn't know what was going on in the first place.
Yeah, no. You've just been wondering, like, why are we going to this city?
No, I knew why we were coming to the city. We needed to restock our supplies to head home.
Okay.
Okay, apparently her character was out of the loop.
It's okay, he's only got a wisdom of, like, 10.
13?
Yeah, well.
No, they failed to tell me, even last session.
It's okay, we have a recording.
Yeah, they didn't tell anyone. It was just those two, because they're the two that talked to the main guy that told them about the spies while I was off doing my own little thing.
The dude guy who kept saying, know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Anyways, dude, but she's told, she's, I'm told, dude.
Dude.
I'm gonna go talk to her.
Okay. Just keep, stay with a grain of salt. That's a few. Well, alright.
Alright.
Oh, and try and look above the amulet. Keep eyes above the amulet.
Got it. Make sure the amulet goes down further. Okay.
Look into her eyes when you talk to her.
Hold on.
Women prefer that over looking at their boobs.
I like looking at all four of her eyes.
Wait until she comes back. Because if you go to her now, you seem and then she'll think she has you like in.
But I am desperate.
But you don't want to seem desperate.
But, oh. I'm such a sorry person. I'm so needy.
She'll come back.
Anyways, so for amulet, transmutation, by the way. Probably.
What kind?
I don't know. Faint traces.
Okay.
He just got his bard abilities, okay? Mm-hmm. He just learned that he could do magic.
Well, and I'm sure he was distracted a little.
Yeah.
You'll see that she is kind of sauntering back over, but instead of holding like a... But instead of, like, a tray or anything, you see she's kind of holding, like, her bag, her purse.
I take a sip of the drink that she gave me, and I go.
Yeah, you'll notice that both her ring and her, ring and her pendant.
What are they?
Give me spellcraft. Ow. 12. You just don't know. Well, that's for the ring. Roll for the other one.
This one's my specialty.
The thing is, you know, and you know, you're trying to get a good look, and she's walking in your general direction, but Afton seems to be like slowly moving in front of you. She says, "Well, I have to go, you know, back home now. Are you going to be performing tomorrow?"
What? Hang on a second. What?
Ask her to go for a drink or something. She just gave us drinks.
So I ask her to go get
yes,
coffee or
he
something.
He will be here tomorrow.
Yes,
glad
idea.
To see
okay.
You.
Okay. Coffee?
Maybe tomorrow morning before you start performing?
That's... Coffee works in the morning. That's good. Because then you can... After you're drunk. That's excellent. That's a good idea. Yes. I would love to... See you later when you come for the coffee.
Okay, so tomorrow, a little after dawn, I know a decent coffee place.
Yeah, which coffee place?
It's called the Roasted Oat.
The Roasted Oat. Oh, of course. Yeah, I know that place. Their coffee is the best. that's great. Yes, the
All
Roasted
right.
Oat.
That's a date. See you tomorrow.
It is a date. It's the 17th. That's when it is.
Okay.
You get one.
Yeah, the pendant.
The pendant? You think that it's probably got something to do with Eagle Splendor. Maybe two or three times a day or something like that.
Hmm. That's the one that just was...
Charisma.
Charisma.
So, and this is the pendant or the ring?
Pendant.
A pendant, okay.
So she'll smile and say good night to you all. And
good night.
As you see the barkeep like...
So my face is completely blank. I'm thinking to myself...
At this point, both
of you... What was her name?
Sabrina.
What was her... Bye, Sabrina! Good to see you tomorrow! Coffee!
Both the waitresses are gone at this point, so it's Benjamin the farmer, who even he's like... Smooth. Real smooth.
I'm gonna go sit at the bar.
It's my brother.
Hey. I remember you.
You're awake now.
Yeah. Weren't you asking about the chupacabra?
No, but that sounds like a very interesting story.
I'll tell you about the chupacabra for, you know, another drink.
That's okay. I actually wanted to talk to the bartender.
Pathfinder Bestiary 2, page 57.
Yes, for those on the internet, there is a chupacabra.
There's more than one.
It is indeed called... I think they actually include the fact that it's called a goat sucker in there.
Yes, yeah. It is a goat sucker.
In fact, there's like an ability relating to it or something.
That's
like
correct.
That.
Although I hear that they have a fear of, you know, things that can kill them.
Just like the Jabberwock.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's got like... You're Afton, right? No, you're his brother.
Yeah.
The newcomers in town.
Yeah. I saw that look you gave my brother when he,
where his fishing rod goes, it's none of my business.
Well, out of brotherly concern, I thought I'd come and ask if there's something we might need to know about Sabrina or anything, you know?
Well, she's a nice girl. Very friendly.
Oh.
Very friendly.
So, easy?
I wouldn't exact... Well, comparative to the... Where you're probably from, yeah.
Oh?
Don't kid yourself, I can tell your accent.
Can you?
Yeah, Pharos. Somewhere in there.
You may be right.
You guys got a bit of an accent.
Yeah, I'm doing poorly at hiding my accent.
Then you do that. Yeah. From where you're from, maybe. Around here,
normal?
Average fare.
Hmm. Interesting. Where did she get her pendant? It looked very nice.
I don't know. She came here about a year ago.
That's what he said.
Yeah. She did come in here about a year ago. Hmm. Looking for a job. Signed up here.
Wait a second. When you say that's what he said...
The drunk guy.
Oh, I thought you motioned to me.
But I am sitting next to Benjamin.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hey.
Right now you are Benjamin.
Yes. What's going on? Look, I've seen vampires, okay? There was one in my shorts the other day. It was scary. It was a blood-sucking maniac.
What?
I thought maybe... Is there any truth to the claim that she's a vampire?
No.
I thought that...
Benjamin's a little...
I gathered that.
You remember that one time when you and I were fishing?
No, I don't.
I do. We were up on the mountains, and we were drinking motor oil, I think. What's motor oil? Where did that come from?
All right. Anything else?
Thank you for your information.
No thank you for your information.
Benjamin, go home.
I'll tip him a couple silver.
All right.
Benjamin passes back out.
I suppose I gotta just go back home. All
right. Sleep. Andre is like, I had to work all day to scribe. It was so boring.
No one you could talk to.
It was just legal crap.
Legal crap.
Do you have any interesting scribe jobs here?
No, not really.
Oh, that's bad.
Alright, so, rough night.
Mm-hmm. Super sleep.
Alright.
Oh, I'll wake up early and try and sneak around and find Afton and Sabrina, wherever... At that place they...
Well, you...
I mean, do you even know where it is?
It's coffee. I can ask around. I roast it out.
Mm-hmm. A simple gather information.
And after we're done drinking coffee, she can roast my oats.
So you can sew your oats?
Something like that, yeah. Let's see. All right. Let's see if I can find the place. I'm gonna keep it. It's appropriate. He is thinking about boobs right now. That is why he's totally distracted.
Alright, so you begin kind of meandering around for
Where's the roasted breast?
You have to know the roasted breast?
22. Yes. That's what I identified it. Cool.
For something common like that, it doesn't take an hour. That's sort of like being, do you know where KU is? That way.
You see that building? Yeah.
Head towards it. That doesn't take an hour of gather information.
I get distracted and end up at a brothel. Is this the roasted out? Man, there's a lot of boobs here. Wow.
There's a whole lot of boobs here.
This is some kind of brothel coffee house. Awesome.
It's brothel almost coffee. Like a brothy house.
So you spend a while meandering around. And let's see, it was a natural one, so you know, it's now getting a little past dawn.
Right.
So I'm sitting there in the coffee shop alone. Well, actually, I probably invited Anya Drea.
Yeah, she's sitting there kind of going, this is a nice, strong, bitter coffee. Not the, you know, nice stuff with milk, because this is prior to them thinking we need to put milk in this.
Yeah.
So you have nice, strong, bitter coffee.
This is what happened before Starbucks.
This is not common fare in Pharos.
I like it.
You love it.
And then, once I come to my senses...
Well, you and Andre are like, this is fantastic!
Yeah, we should come here all the time!
22!
You wander in a bit late and see that she's already kind of sitting at a table. She looks kind of nice, but you have to understand it's common or nice.
Right.
You see she's done her hair a little, you know, brushed it.
I, of course, not remembering that you're supposed to come nice-looking to these things, lift my hand and straighten my hair back. So go up to her. Hey, so, coffee. Yep. Hi, coffee. How's Sabrina? I mean, Sabrina, how's your coffee?
Tee-hee-hee. We'll see if you like it.
That's okay.
You're not here for the coffee. You guys will have a nice, pleasant conversation.
Yes.
I'm sure many spectators bring joy.
I'll probably be like, hey, this girl we're watching, she has like a magic ring and a pendant. Do you know, can you tell what they do?
I know what the ring does, but I got no idea on the amulet.
Ah, well, I think I know what the amulet does. What do you think about the ring?
It's just a protection ring. Looks old.
Maybe it's an heirloom or something. I don't know. I'm just really suspicious. Because, like, she came a year ago.
Are you honestly suspicious because someone's interested in Afton for once?
That is suspicious.
Well, no. I mean, we're in a different country, so that...
Are you jealous of your brother?
No. I have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. One that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Prove it. Let's go scroll shopping. Before I have to go to work. Please, 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 please.
If you can afford it.
Yay! Which, of course, translates into, of course, anything you want.
You get pulled off. All right, Jessica, at the unemployment line.
$25.
Ooh. Ah. And this is for the horse tending part, right?
Sure.
Oh, you got some idea about horses, huh? Well, I have these 6 run Morian Clydesdales that I need taken care of.
Nice horses.
Now they require very specific grooming. Here's the little... Are you literate?
Yes.
Here's the pictures.
Okay.
Feed them, prance them, that sort of thing. Shoot.
I'm probably taller than this guy. I'm actually going to go shoot.
Yeah, well, it's one of the wealthy elite doing the... Dayla finally finds something. Newt finally... He just says, screw it, sets up his own little... sets up his own little cart and lays out some locks. Come get your locks! Newt's nifty, non-pickable lock!
So, sir, you have to have a permit to sell stuff on the street.
Actually, no. That's the nice thing. So, with the town's alignment being chaotic neutral,
yeah.
Government isn't around, and when it is, it's sometimes helpful, sometimes not, but most of the time just sloppy. But at this point, you know, having been around for a day, you guys know that the area is actually ruled over by a Lord Mayor. It's not a Baron, it's not a Duke, that's the title he picked for himself, Lord Mayor. It's a hereditary title, basically like a baron, more like Marquis, but he chose Lord Mayor. Then you guys go to the tavern, you're at a day job, you only have to go shopping for about an hour. Alright, mark off 25 gold.
Okay.
do this.
You're in math 002 now. How many?
37.
Okay. And then you're at the performance, you're working a day job. Apple?
Well, I'll see if I can find a job too, I guess.
Alright.
I mean, if we're all getting jobs.
No, it's just us getting money. You guys are the ones who are going out and spy hunting.
The people who don't have diplomacy are attempting to just do something.
Alright. Yeah, we were expecting you guys to continue whatever the hell you were doing. We were going to gather money for our journey.
Told you. I asked around about... let's see. What did we find out about the cult busts? We found there were no cult busts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then... let's see.
You can ask specifically about the missing people.
Ah, that's what it was. I knew I had found something. Okay, the missing people.
Okay. They seem to kind of come from generally any walk of life. Many people are still kind of worried about it, but a lot of people have kind of written them off as orcs or Runmorians or kidnapped by bandits.
Or drunk people getting lost.
So these people were all outside of the city when they were kidnapped?
Outside, not necessarily. Towards the outskirts, yes.
Okay.
And it is a town. It's a town of about a little over 1,000 people.
Okay.
So it's bigger than what you guys are used to, but it's still small enough where you pretty much know at least someone in the family.
Well, honestly, with 1,000 people, you pretty much know everybody. Because that's like Free State.
Yeah, the thing is, so people like you guys are obviously new, because since everyone kind of really knows each other, they know when travelers are around. They're like, "You're not from around here, are you?"
You can have an accent.
Oh, speaking of that,
just a DC 20.
Yeah, I did it.
I'm gonna ball in the drawer. Look, yeah.
Yep, I got 26.
Alright. Yeah, you can attempt to disguise it.
I'll probably just try and mimic the accent of here.
Alright. Some people will notice that it's slightly off, but you know, it's more like you obviously are near the Kalorn Feroz border. Mm. More like than, you know, "Are you making fun of my accent?" type of deal.
I figure at 26 is
fine. Yeah.
Most
So he's out gathering that. What are you doing?
I'd like to dedicate this next song to Sabrina. We had coffee this morning.
And all the guys are kind of like...
It's a nice song. Just wait for it.
Sell it for ex-boyfriend.
It took me all 10 minutes to write.
Go and give me perform at minus two.
Come on, Aladdin.
Shut up!
Flipping it?
No.
So
what did you do?
It's in keeping with his character. He's flustered and intimidated.
It actually just kind of sucks.
Ten.
It's not bad,
it's
but...
It's average.
Is that with the minus two?
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. With the minus two is eight.
Oh. Yeah, so basically it's pretty crappy before they throw things. And then they just kind of start chucking things at you.
I'm sorry! And so I switch, instead of the wind instrument, I say, "Let me tell you the story of how we met." And so I begin oratory performance.
It's one perform check per day.
Oh, crap! So that's maybe I should Benny that.
Then if you're going to Benny it now, because this is the entire day, not just a check.
Oh, flippin' A.
Roll above a 10.
Yes, thank you.
It's okay, we had trouble doing that last night, too. It's close.
15.
Alright, okay, so it's at least it's an enjoyable performance. So people are kind of like, okay, yeah,
all right, fine.
Drag you out back and shoot you.
As opposed to the 8, where that's even below the DC 10 of begging on a street corner.
Right.
It's at least enjoyable. Can I have my book, my core book?
I'm gonna laugh if the other waitress who's the spy.
Yeah.
Or the barkeep.
The barkeep would be hilarious.
Or the drunkard. That would be really hilarious.
Yeah. Something tells me Inquisitor Toth hires people with a tad more reliability than that.
No, he's really good at his job. Never suspect him. Yeah,
he's an excellent actor.
It's like an incredible act.
You'll actually earn 9 silvers for the day.
Ooh, alright.
And let's see. You earn a silver for the day.
Okay. I make more money than
I knew it would make much, but hopefully with all of us working, we get something.
It basically just pays for your room for the night. Alright. So, you've done your performance. He's out for 8 hours. It's up to you, Ryan, to gather information.
I have successfully avoided having tomatoes thrown at me.
I'm sure it was more than just tomatoes.
7, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was 21.
Alright, so the question is...
Well, let's see. We were asking about... Let's see. They were all from here, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were all on the outskirts of town when they were rejected. People brush it off as orcs or Redmorians. So,
cover now, actually, dude.
Sorry. So probably I would ask about, like, some kind of, like, is anyone looking into it at all? Into the disappearance?
Okay, nah, at this point, they did. They gave up.
Okay. Could I find those people?
Sure, you can find family members of the ones who were lost.
Okay. I guess, can I determine which one was the first one to be
taken? The first one taken was an old man by the name of Aegis.
Random name generator?
Aegis. Yeah. And he was always kind of a bit... Well, he was one of the most outspoken of the... He was an incredible person against the church. He didn't necessarily have a problem with the local priest in town. There is a church here. He actually just had more problems with the ceremonies and the rituals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then one night he just went missing.
Okay. How many people was it total?
Total of 7 people went missing.
Okay. Did that guy have any family members?
He has a daughter.
A daughter? I'll go talk with her.
Alright. So you wind back up in the tavern, speaking to the other waitress.
Oh, alright.
What?
Hi.
Did I miss your order or something?
No, sorry. I heard your father was disappeared.
Yeah, a long time ago.
How long?
A couple years now.
Oh. I'm looking into several disappearances. We're just kind of...
Sure, you're an adventurer, that's what you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a job or anything, so...
This is going very well. Please, continue.
So, he was outspoken against the church, I heard?
Yeah, he was a bit of a blasphemer.
Well, but he didn't have any problems with the priesthood.
Oh, no. Not a lot of people have problems with the father here. He's great. Very kind and loving.
Is that all you know about him? The priest, I mean. Is there...
He's been here since I've been born. He likes the rain. He has gardens. He also tends the cemetery. His favorite song is the Kalor National Anthem. What do you want to know? I mean...
Does he have any ties to, the Vatican place?
Theos?
Theos, yeah, that's right. Does he have any ties to, like...
Well, sure, that's where all priests go to get their training.
And
occasionally he hosts some people.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, if you think of anything that might help...
Well, most of the people who went missing aren't really going to be missed. Most of them were blasphemers and heretics.
It's kind of what I was guessing.
No one misses them. They got what they deserved.
Oh. So you are okay with your father being...
Well, not really, but when you speak out against the gods, they take action.
Well, I can't dispute that. Well, if you think... I think it may be a mask of something more sinister. Like...
You are an adventurer.
Yeah. Call me paranoid if you want, but...
You're paranoid.
If you can think of anything...
His name, it's something else.
If you think of anything, you can contact me over at my room at the inn.
I wouldn't recommend asking a lot of questions around town anymore.
It's a little late.
I'd stop. The gods might get angry.
She's a spy!
Okay.
She's totally not upset about the fact that her father was one of the heretics. She totally is not upset about the fact that people are getting kidnapped and shipped off. Oh, they got what they deserved. She's totally the spy.
Yeah.
The horse was the spy.
No one was suspecting.
What? Nobody expects a special cousin!
Now the question is, should I try and take the -5 and do it in secret? That would be +2.
Go lay down.
She's like, but I want to say.
Come here. Come
out. No? Okay. Okay, so, 7 people total. Who's the most recent?
Most recent was a young man.
Okay.
By the name of George. That wasn't terribly creative. George. About, 15, 16. He ran away from Theos. He went to go to train to be a priest and then fled. And came back here. And then shortly after, went missing.
How long ago was that?
About 3 months ago. I'm making sure I'm getting this right. Yes, 3 months ago.
Okay. Are there any... Is there anyone around? What are the... Is there... What's the interval between, like, them? If there are any, like... Common, like, is it every month?
No, not necessarily. It's fairly sporadic.
Okay.
But it is true that all of them are
blasphemers.
Blasphemers or heretics.
Okay. Are there any blasphemers in town right now?
Yes, there's one outspoken blasphemer heretic by the name of Old Benjamin. He spends most of his time drunk in the tavern.
Hush.
Interesting.
This thing's horns are epic.
Can I ask the
Yes.
Nice. Can I ask the bartender about Benjamin? Some out of earshot of the waitress and Benjamin.
All right. Yeah, you kind of pull him into the back, and he's like, "What?"
So I heard there were these people going missing.
Yeah.
Recently. I heard they were all like blasphemers or something. Benjamin is like kind of that way. What?
I don't think Benjamin's in his right mind. But I guess if you listen to all of his ramblings, you could call him a heretic or blasphemer. If you believe his inane ramblings mean anything.
He's a vampire. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's an old, crazy old man. But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't want to see him go missing.
Yeah, it's kind of a focal point around here at the Curdled Milk.
So, I don't know. It just seems like he's the most likely target for if someone is consciously abducting these people for some reason.
Well, he's mostly pretty safe. He spends his entire day here until I kick him out and he stumbles home.
Where does he live?
Shack near the outside of town.
Great. How long has he been around?
Him? Oh, Benjamin's been here forever. Old and in dirt. Crazy as a rock to boot.
I could tell. It seems pretty entertaining, though.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about, what's her name? The other waitress? Not Sabrina.
Beatrice.
Been
here in town... Born here in town. She's a good worshipper. A little bit harsh.
She thinks she's overzealous.
I wouldn't say that, but I can certainly tell you that she hasn't known anyone, if you catch my drift. Which is odd.
Yeah, well...
She's 18 now, you know.
Hmm. About that time. So I hear, anyway. Well, she seemed a little harsh, as you say, when I spoke to her.
Oh, yeah. I think she's honestly got her eyes set on someone a bit higher than the rest of us.
Ah. Okay, well... Just thought I'd give you the warning about old Benjamin. You know, he seems...
Nobody like better touch my old Benjamin. he's a crazy old coot who drinks up all my alcohol. But he's my crazy old coot.
Well,
besides, he's my uncle.
Oh. Well, keep an eye on him.
Where else is he going?
Well, you never know. All the people that have been stolen are quote-unquote people who wouldn't be missed. As I heard from Beatrice, of course.
Well. 100 gold if you find him. Whoever this spy is. And make sure that they feel the wrath of the curdled milk. If you know what I mean. 100 gold.
Are you Thomas the Red? No. Alright. Thank you.
We didn't talk about this.
Talk about what?
I won't. Well, now I have to, like...
Now, at that point in time, I would be suspicious of him. Because he said spy, and you hadn't mentioned anything about them.
I know. That's why I was like...
The plot thickens! You now have 3 suspects!
2.5, really.
Okay, well. Old Benjamin, he's the spy.
Hiding as a heretic? Well, the other 2 spies might. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they operate together or separate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they all 3 are spies and they don't know about each other.
That is entirely possible. That would make sense for spies to not tell each other about each other.
Yeah. Well, that way if they get caught.
Only one gets caught.
Yeah.
Not all three.
But then again, I'm not... it wouldn't surprise me that a lot of the town folk might know about spies being in town. So, I mean, yes, it does cast some suspicion on him, but at the same time, like, he may not be trusting me fully either, and so...
He just offered you 100 gold. That's a lot of money.
That's true.
I mean... Which is another reason. Though, even though he is an owner of a tavern, and he probably has money, I usually don't make a whole lot, and he has to spend a good portion of that to, you know, restock.
So I assume you guys are going to be talking about this over dinner?
Sure. Depends if he gives this information.
Yeah, well, I'd share my information. Well,
we can do it in our room.
What are you doing for the rest of your day? Just hanging out, loafing.
Yeah, I guess probably just racking. Well, I'd probably try and find some kind of temp work.
What skill are you attempting to use?
Well, probably just something like construction that I could just like walk up and do for.
That's
like,
actually a diplomacy hours. At a minus -5.
Nice roll.
Yeah. Minus -5, that's 21.
Alright, yeah. Yeah, we can do some construction work.
I don't know, just something temporary that I could do for like a couple hours and get paid for it.
Yeah,
like,
3 silver, or 3 copper.
Okay.
You nail a table back together.
No, that'd be carpenter.
Oh, okay, never mind. Construction.
He moves stuff.
Yeah.
Porter.
Oh.
Well, I have 14 trains, so I can carry a lot of stuff.
Yes, so... My suspicion actually lays on him, because one...
That night, after dinner, so all the PCs are here.
Okay.
As you guys are sitting in your room.
Mm-hmm. I would guess...
Oh, hang on a second. I forgot my ocarina downstairs. Summon instrument. Bing! Okay, I'm good. Go ahead.
Like I was saying, I would cast suspicion on the barkeep, because one, he mentioned spy directly, and two, he's offering...
Wait a second, you know a spell called suspicion? I want that spell. I want to cast suspicion on the barkeep.
Trying to figure it out for me. Second, he's offering 100 gold, it's a good chunk of coin, and plus, if he's willing to throw that out there... That means he's got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you have to get that more from just being a tavern owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past the... Well...
And it's possible, you know, they could all be connected.
Yeah. Well, did... I don't remember. Did Tom, whatever his face, the red, say he had agency
Douglas?
Too? Douglas?
Not I don't know. Really. I never talked to the guy.
Okay. Okay, well, I think tomorrow I'm going to go to the church directly and speak with the father and see if I can't figure something out that way.
What are you looking to learn?
Well, I learned that the priest was from Theos, obviously.
Duh.
But he hosts people from time to time, so I thought maybe I'd try him.
Well, it makes sense.
Yes. I just thought maybe it might help to know who exactly. I mean, maybe they might be someone, you know. To learn his opinion of Todd, his real opinion, not his, like, you know, I'm staying politically neutral, or, yes, he's a great guy, opinion, but his real opinion of Todd.
Alright. See if he actually hosted any of the Inquisitors.
Yeah, or, you know, or the Inquisitors. Or something. And figure out, because there's also he was like a halfway house there, or whatever. Not a halfway house, but a
like an inn. So he hosts people, not necessarily with the church, at least from what I heard.
I'd say churches usually don't have rooms unless for the priest himself. So he probably moves them around and they stay elsewhere.
Maybe.
Think of that fancy tavern.
The one where I'm staying.
Yep. Green Crow.
Finally, Afton looks up from his piece of paper.
You got the spell yet?
What are we talking about? I'm sorry, I was just writing a love poem.
Between performances, you may ask about the church.
Why? I'm not looking to join.
No, but...
In fact, if anything, I'm ready to break some commandments.
I wouldn't ask you to
control yourself, Afton.
That's new, kind of like...
I wouldn't ask Beatrice about the church, though. She seems a little harsh about it.
Huh. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, she'd be harsh about the church. She just seems to love it.
Well, you know, harsh about being heretical and stuff.
Wait. Does she know that we're heretics? I mean, accused of it being heretics?
I assume she would have turned this in by now if that were the case.
Oh, that's good. I was totally hoping to get this love poem to Sabrina tomorrow.
Totally. I think the people who were missing were all, like, homeless type. Not homeless. People who didn't have a whole lot of connections.
So everyone?
And they were all heretics.
Meaning nobody was going to miss them if they disappeared.
Yes.
And so, the fact that they're, quote-unquote, heretics could very well be the same as our being named heretics.
Yes. So, like, common people with their own opinions.
Basically, they wanted the people for some ulterior motive. And they just pinned the title of heretic on them and stole them because they would never be mistaken.
It could have been that. In fact, it sounds... As much as I don't believe the guy, Benjamin, about there being a vampire, it sounds kind of like a thing a vampire would do. Steal a bunch of, like, people who wouldn't be missed.
I look out the window. Hey, look, it's twilight.
And you see a werewolf walking down the street without a shirt on.
My gosh, that guy has awesome abs.
Man.
I'm going to go ask him where he works out.
He just works.
Wait. Look, there's a woman in the street. She suddenly hit her head. He's taking his shirt off again. Wait, he never had a shirt in the first place.
He put on a shirt, then took off her shirt?
Anyway. So yeah, that...
So I should not ask Beatrice about the church.
Or maybe you should, I don't know. I think you'll get an interesting answer if you do, but it may piss her off.
Don't question the church.
And what am I supposed to be doing while I'm playing songs?
Playing your song?
And making money. Impressing Sabrina.
Ooh, I like that idea. Ooh, I just have another line for my phone.
Alright. Anything else for tonight, or move you on to the next day?
That's all I got. I mean, unless you guys have more ideas about what I should ask about or anything.
Because establish what you want to have him ask about now, because I'm not going to let you... While you're sitting here cleaning the Clydes, Dan. Walking them. You put them on a leash. And the horse likes, uh-huh, and then he drags you.
Is like the silk of corn.
Oh. And after, keep your eye on both waitresses and the barkeep.
Oh, believe me. Because I've got my eye on at least one of them.
Well, keep your eye on all three of them.
Why? I don't even like the barkeep. It's ugly.
I can do that. They won't notice me. Well, I'll keep an eye on the marketplace.
Well, okay. I mean, I was asking Afton because he's here all day.
We can tell by his complexion.
Your clothes should be more rarely worn.
Very much. Ooh. And his current state of mind.
Well, I mean, if someone could take a day off of their job and watch them.
Yeah, I can do that if you want.
I would say Newt doesn't have really.
I don't have employees.
Yeah. So that would be easy for you to do then. Well, that's good. Yeah, if you could like tail them if they end up doing anything, you know, suspicious or whatever.
All right.
You know what to do.
Be your friend. No better. So sure enough, smoke bomb, he accidentally throws down a napalm.
And then you see him walking away.
It burns! It burns!
That's the distraction factor. As opposed to, you know, smoke and get in your eyes. No, it lights you on fire then runs because you're too busy paying attention to being on fire.
So, I'm supposed to ask
someone.
Beatrice about the church and Sabrina about
her bed. Yeah. Hey. So for me, what should we ask about tomorrow? Or what should I ask about tomorrow?
No, your idea of the church was good. We haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to the church.
Okay.
Ask about the people he knows.
Okay.
How often?
Yeah.
If they're locals or foreigners, you know, from different countries.
Okay. It might seem kind of
important.
Suspicious. Maybe I should think of a cover. I'm just kind of worried we'll be discovered soon.
Suggest that you want to become a priest. And that you want to gather information on Theos and the people in Theos.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Before you put up anything. Mm-hmm. Mm. Apprenticeship.
That's a good idea. Alright. I'll do that.
Alright. Next morning, the Clydesdale stares you down. The Stallion's attempting to establish dominance.
Punch it.
It goes. And then a mayor walks in front of you, presents her behind.
What?
Sorry. All right.
If your dad was here. Oh, if dad were here.
Alright. So, Jay, what are you doing since I just talked to you a whole bunch?
Well, number one, I
give me a perform check for number one.
Hang on. I try to ask around a little bit to see which direction Sabrina comes from when she comes to work.
Oh, okay. Sure, that's like a DC 12 for the common. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
She's on the outskirts of town from west.
Okay. So, as I'm going along, I basically try and, like, get ahead of her in her route,
mm-hmm.
and as she's passing by, I like hide myself and recite a line of my love poem, and then run off, and then hide again, and then recite another.
All right,
and
I give me a perform.
Okay, I guess it doesn't matter which one. Yes, 22.
All right, so you sneak your love poem along the way as she's.
Your hair is like the silk of corn. Your robes should be less often worn.
When she finally gets to work, you'll notice that when she does finally get in, she does have a slight smile, and she's, of course, you know, slightly red.
And then, of course, I'm standing on the stage just waiting for her. Oh, hello, Sabrina. How was your walk to work this morning?
Let's see if she catches your bluff.
Dude, 26.
It was great.
Okay.
And Jessica's like, barf.
So anyway, I don't know, I start singing ballads about fish. Actually, no, I correct myself. I want to impress her. I challenge somebody to a sword fight and use my sword play performance.
I accept.
Yes!
If I'm even there.
Give me a performance.
Don't kill me. I want to make it look good.
The 14 that
13.
You rolled.
13!
The 14 that you rolled.
The whole day.
It's a 13 for the whole day.
Okay, sounds good.
Alright.
You mean 22?
The 22 I had earlier.
Okay. That's worth 5 gold.
Yay!
Alright. Alright, Ren. So where are you talking?
Going to the church.
Alright. You walk up to the church, and the first thing you're actually greeted by, the church does actually have a wall. You'll notice that directly next to it is a cemetery, where you'll notice that it's actually well-kept, and that there's gardens nearby. Like, actually right next to them. And of course they're full of statuary of calm and serene angels. But as you get closer to the church itself, you'll actually notice that it actually has managed to afford one stained glass window. As you're coming up, is a you'll notice out front, watching you approach, is a fairly handsome and fairly young man, probably in his early 20s, who's wearing black robes with a few atonements. Do you have anything, or accoutrements, do you have anything like knowledge religion?
Nope.
Alright, then you can roll because Anyudrea talks about it. Remember, that's one of the benefit I told
do
you.
Do I add my intelligence? Or?
Yeah. Basically, you're allowed to make intelligence checks untrained up to a DC 15.
It's a 12.
12?
Well, and then I don't know if Anyudrea
has... you remember him, that you think that's probably like a deacon, the guy underneath the father.
Okay.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the church.
Hi.
You'll notice that it actually is fairly decent size. It's got at least several rooms, other than the chapel.
Does the stained glass have any particular pictures, or is it?
Basically just a wheel with the five colors.
Oh, okay.
A color representing each of the gods.
Right.
And dude.
It's not six?
Yeah. Magma Elemental. No, they're the five. There are six gods, but it's the five.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
King Kong?
It's Geyser! Yes! I'm a Pathfinder! That's awesome.
I did not picture you as a giant gorilla, though.
Well, I could shape-change. I could be anything I wanted.
We remember you were a bench.
I bet at the lamppost with a little glowing orb at the top.
Yes, sit on you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're obviously new here.
Yes, I am. I had some questions about the church.
Oh, everyone has questions.
Well, I mean, I was thinking to join the priesthood, but I wasn't sure if it was for me.
Well, we all have that choice that we have to make.
Well, so, you guys all, like, train in Theos, or...?
Yes. That's where the church is located.
Well, yeah.
It's also a nice, peaceful place. A place of progress and serenity. Away from the chaos of all the battling kingdoms. Away from politics.
That would be nice.
Where we can dedicate ourselves to the learning of the five. And we can spread out and then take the five's word to all the kingdoms.
Is the priest in?
The father?
Yes.
He might be. Why would you need to speak with him?
Oh, well, I mean, no offense to you, but...
Oh, no, none taken.
I thought, maybe the father would have kind of a... Maybe some interesting stories about Theos, or some interesting acquaintances. Not that you wouldn't necessarily,
No, it's understand. Everyone has their path. To faith. So, I will take you to his personal office. And as you are walking through the chapel, it actually is kind of awe-inspiring. These big-ass pillars where you actually do feel kind of small. And you do feel very watched, because all of like, the angels and statuary are like...
Think the beginning of Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That was odd.
And he takes you basically to one of the... takes you to a back office. Father! Yes, what is it, Deacon Miles? We have someone... a visitor for you. Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
Father Gregory would like to know who you are.
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert. Let him in. And as you are allowed in, you notice a fairly sparse, but very utilitarian office. And seeing there's this tall, but lanky priest. He's got this
pointed nose and this stern look on his face. When he stands up, how tall are you?
I am 6'2".
He stands at least 3 inches taller than you.
Wow.
And he says, please, sit.
Thank you.
Miles, if you'll close the door and go back to attending to anyone else.
So, as I told your deacon...
Yes?
I was kind of... I was thinking about joining the church as a priest.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering about Theos. I've heard a lot of things about it, but, you know, I thought you may have some...
It's a wonderful place. Plenty of spiraling arches, awe-inspiring. Feel the touch of the gods. Why are you here? Cut the bullshit.
Well, I heard you put people up here sometimes.
Yes, travelers from Theos.
Who are they, if you don't mind my asking? I mean, anyone important, sir?
I've had cardinals, I've had high priests, I've had friars, I've had inquisitors. I've had them all here. You're digging for something.
Well, of course, aren't we all?
Mine usually doesn't involve digging around the tavern asking about cults for 2 days straight.
Well, I had heard there was some dissent.
You're speaking about the missing persons.
Them as well, yes.
Yes, I know about you asking around about them too.
Well, is it not disturbing to you that, you know, these people...
These are my flock that are going missing. Yes, they don't necessarily agree with me, but that disturbs me a lot. Who are you?
An adventurer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And your purpose is to just walk into town and solve all our problems?
Well, not exactly. Though I'm sure that's how most adventurers would say. Do you know an Inquisitor Toth?
We all know him.
Of course. Well, he sort of declared us, like, blasphemers. My brothers and I.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were a little... Well, we thought that was unjust.
Mm-hmm. Take it to Theos.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, he was not taking us to Theos.
So you're the three.
Dude, you outed us. What the crap?
Well, there you have it, I suppose.
And you want me to do what?
I wasn't going to ask you to do anything.
But you're obviously asking around for something. Cults. Missing persons. And now you mentioned that you're blasphemer from Toth. So, something is off here. What?
Something is off? Well, obviously, I mean, Toth seems a little too hasty to brand people he doesn't know as, you know,
blasphemers. Do you have proof that you're not a blasphemer?
I follow the five.
He points to the door and then does this. I don't think you quite understand the severity of being called a blasphemer.
Perhaps not. Well, or perhaps I do. I mean, we were not treated particularly well on our journey. Only just now am I regaining, you know.
Yes, I can tell you are recovering from starvation.
Yes. We were just, well, looking for some kind of way to get back home, really, but
mm-hmm.
We're also somewhat disturbed that someone so high in office could be so easily swayed.
Yes, well, obviously he had his just cause. I'm sure if you go to Theos, the evidence will be proven that you are indeed heretics. or blasphemers. He's a good man.
Well, I don't doubt that.
You can give me a sense motive. Since I don't think you're quite getting my body signals.
I'm getting a little bit, like I assume Deacon is a spy and we're trying not to say anything terrible about things.
All right, there you go. You already got the point.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's why I'm trying to continue along the same lines that we were going.
I'm afraid that you'll have to leave here now. I have other things to attend to. You'll have to find your personal redemption elsewhere.
Very well. I'm certain you're a very busy man. Thank you. I'll leave trying to...
Give me a notice check. I mean, I'll give you a plus five.
yeah, plus 11. Oh, no, that's my spell craft. Perception, plus six. So 25, 30.
You'll notice that the deacon is suspiciously close, you know, polishing a sconce on the wall. You know, making sure it looks nice. Suspiciously close to the office.
Now that I think about it. Damn it. Of course. Every time I think of something that would make sense, it's always afterward. Can I, like, pantomime for before I leave?
What do you mean, pantomime for?
Like a pen.
Something to write with. In other words, the false conversation.
I'll write,
ask
like
questions
a,
on paper.
On the paper, while we're still talking, I would, you know, write on the paper, can I meet you somewhere?
Too dangerous.
Are there others?
I don't know. Processing. Processing.
Man.
Processing.
I don't know.
Processing.
All
done.
I don't know what I could ask him that would be helpful.
I would give you suggestions for the metagaming, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you'll basically get kicked out. Yeah. Alright.
That's right, Ryan. Lay down for me.
Okay, well, we know one of them then. I don't know what to do now. I guess I'll just wait for the rest of the day at this point. Unless I can...
Alright.
Because it's... Oh, well. Actually, it's worth still.
Alright, well, Jay.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk to Beatrice or just Mac on Sabrina?
Well, I've got this plan, Zane.
Invisibility is what, like, level 2?
From the wet dungeon walls.
Hey, Crouch chased another one in.
Welcome, come in, make yourself comfortable.
What is this place?
Don't worry, you found a Gamer's Haven.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.